Welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning to this amazing radio show. In this radio show, I'm giving my soul that I've become aware of. Basically, all that I've become aware of, here it is. This is why it's called Awareness of the Soul. And sorry for this little introduction, but this is the great topic that we're going to talk about today, and it is Vehicles of Change. This is one of my favorite topics. I'm sure this is going to be a great show. Take a pen, take a paper if you want, because you're going to write down these vehicles that I'm going to explain, and there are six in total. These are the ones that I could think of, and probably there's much more. You can be creative in life once you know what actually are the laws behind what you're doing. But anyway, this show is one of the best. I really believe it is a great show, and it's so simple in itself. But anyway, all shows are great. As you know, you listen to this radio show. This is like a masterclass. You're welcome anyway to call at 888-815-9756. Let me say that again. 888-815-9756. If you have Skype, it's totally free as well from wherever you're calling. Before, you just get Skype and say you want to call to US, and it's totally free. I welcome your call. And otherwise, you can just listen and just, we can share what we have to share. Let me remind you first. This is the first time you're tuning in. Let me remind you, this is a show where I all share my experience with you in terms of Kriya Yoga, in terms of what I got from my spiritual teachers, from my spiritual path. And then I realized that we have to unite the material world, the material accomplishments with spiritual accomplishments, because we have to bring heaven on earth, and this is the life purpose for everyone. Now, how you do that obviously differently than me, and probably you have your own way of doing it. You have to discover that according to what your soul resonates with, according to what are your innate natural talents, according to what your natural benefit is as soon as you start living from your own center. That is all the point. And you have to understand what is your soul calling. What is your soul's calling? And you can only understand that through your awareness. Now, in order to help you in doing that, I've created this magical newsletter, which is not a newsletter. They're actually mystical lessons. And you can get them totally for free. And really, believe me, I'm not wasting your time. Just go there and sign up for the newsletter. Where do you need to go? Go on bbsradio.com, first page, home page, scroll down just under all the schedules, all the timings of all the radio shows, and you will see a box, beautiful box, life-changing power, mystical lessons, and free report from the host of Awareness of the Soul, Vincent Sandy. Click on that image, and you will get straight away to onto a page where you can write your name and address. And if you already are signed up for this newsletter, please advise somebody else to sign up for the newsletter as well. They will receive great benefit from it. I'm not wasting your time. It is not a promotion newsletter. I will communicate to you what the radio show, what your radio show's topic is about. If something new comes up, I will tell you. And if I create something new, like a new product that can help you, I will always tell you that, but I seldom do it anyway, because these lessons are for you for free to keep. And I promise, in 10 years from now, you will look back at this lesson, you will still use them. You will still find them extremely useful. They are for your life. They are for your lives. These concepts are universal, are beyond time. Therefore, they will apply as long as creation is present. Okay? So sign up for these lessons. They're great. And remember, you can visit my blog, thelifecatalyst.com/blog. And you go there, and you will see there are lots of great tips and articles that will be announced also here on the BBS Radio home page, because they've opened a new section called BBS Talk Radio Authors, and there are lots of articles from all the authors of this radio, and including me. And then I put two I have put two articles. One is The Greatest Secret for Effortless Life Change. Click there and you will be right away drawn to my blog. And then there's another one, Symbols of the Human Brains. And this is a really interesting topic too. So just go there and see whatever you can get. I'm really happy to share all these tools with you. And thank you for tuning in again. You're listening to Awareness of the Soul with Vince and Cindy. Let's move on to the topic of today. Do you have pen and paper? That's great. Now, what I want to say is that first of all, you need to practice these techniques and practices more than once. There are no quick fixes in this world. I don't believe in quick fixes unless you have a huge amount of mind power. But here we're talking of great mystical power that you probably need, most of us, you probably need lives or hours and hours and hours of great commitment to achieve. Once you get to that level, then you can practice it once, maybe, if you're a great master, if you're a self-realized master, and get the change you want. Otherwise, just think how long it took you to get to the place where you are today, right? Either good or bad, does not matter. How long did it take you? Probably all your life. How old are you? 30, 40, 60, 80? It's up to you, depending on, you know, how old are you. Now, if it took you so long, and if you believe in past lives, it took you probably not just this life, but even the previous one and the previous ones as well to get here to this point. If it took you so long to get to the point where you are, how can you think that just by practicing once one of these techniques, you can change your life completely? You need to reestablish a new center. You need to reestablish a new point of vortex around which all power circles around all this center, and then you will create a magnetic power for your new life to take place. And you don't have to change your life. You don't want to change your life, but still, I'm sure you can find improvements that you want to have, okay? So remember, practice at least, it will only take a few minutes, at least 5 times a day. And people say, what, 5 times a day? Well, it is not that difficult. You know, if you just want to do it for a month, that would be fantastic. You will see your life changing incredibly. Do it for a month. As soon as you wake up, you do this technique. And before going to bed, you do this technique, and this is already 2 times, okay? Then you do once, maybe lunchtime, before lunchtime, and then you spare other 5 minutes in the morning and another one in the afternoon. You can do it 5 times. It only takes a few minutes, but if you keep on doing it, you know, make a plan to do it for a month and do the best you can, and you will see where this will bring you. Now, I'm going to share with you 6 methods, one of which is a little bit different. So the 5 methods are the main ones, and these are the ones you would really want to use these 5 times a day. The 6th method is about it's a meditative method, and it will require you to go into a place of where there are no forms. Therefore, it is a little bit more committing, let's say. It doesn't matter. You can choose one of these methods, and you have to stick to one of these. Don't jump from one to another, because it is better that your mind builds a lot of power with just one method. In other words, you have a nail, you want to put it sticking into the wall. If you always hit that nail, obviously you will get the nail into the wall much sooner than, you know, you have 500 nails and you know, you have to hit them all. That will take a long time, okay? And probably you will not get the best results. So you know, you have one nail only, choose one method only, and of course you can come back and listen to this radio show again and choose another one after a month. Believe me, do that, take this commitment for yourself. I mean, these are tools that you want to have. And the reason why these tools were not revealed in the past is simply because people were not able to commit to them. So now, I'm sure that you are listening to this radio show. It is not a case. It is part of your destiny. That's fantastic. So listen and put it into practice in the proper way. So let's move on. Now, there are 2 things we want to know, okay, before we use this method. And this is really important. You can start writing this down if you wish. One thing is where you are, and another thing is where you want to go. Where are you and where you want to go? And then you have to draw, maybe you can draw a little arrow. So this is you, where you are now, and this is you, where you want to go. So that arrow is actually the vehicle that you're going to use in order to go from where you are to where you want to go. Now, where you want to go can have two different sides, okay? One side is you know where you want to go. It is a definite known place. I'm not talking about a physical place necessarily, okay? Well, you know where you want to go. You know where you want to get. The second time is that you don't know it. You want to get better. You want to get to a place that is something better. Okay, in that case, where you want to go, I'll tell you right now, if you don't know it, where you want to go is a place in life where your karma is softened. Absolutely. Where you go to somewhere better. And in that case, it's really important for anything that you remember that for that you have to use universal symbols, universal and divine vehicles. But we're going to talk about this later. So where you are, where you want to go, known or unknown, and the way to get there are these vehicles, these methods that we're going to show, that I'm going to show to you today. Now, what is important to understand is that we are usually stuck in our reality. We cannot move on because we are not somehow still familiar with the place where we want to go. In other words, we are here, we're comfortable here, it is hard to move. There's some benefit for us while being here. It is, after all, not that bad, even though it can be extremely bad, but there is some kind of benefit. Now, my opinion is you want to look at what the benefit is, and compared to benefits. In other words, if you're in a situation that's abusive, let's say, you don't want to stay there, now compare the benefits of you staying there. Of course, you listening now, you will say, well, there's no benefit staying there. But no, if you look within yourself, you will probably be able to find some benefit because maybe the situation will allow you just, you think it will allow you to relax, not to look for other solutions, or that and you think because looking for other solutions will require a lot of stress, or you think that after all, the situation brings also something good. But, you know, balance the way, you know, weigh the benefits between the two situations and really understand that whatever you want, it is not in the form that you have it right now. Whatever you want has a much deeper, at a much deeper level, is being totally free, being happy, being joyful, have pure love and healthy love, feeling great, feeling in a state where everything is good, you're totally resting, you're totally safe. Now, where you want to go, you have to give up a little bit of that kind of agony that you have of letting go of things. It really requires, in order to make a shift in life, then when the old disappears, you need to let it go. And there are so many methods that are so simple that will bring your mind and your soul into a state where the problem does not exist anymore. And it is absolutely in that moment that we hang on to the problem and we bring it in again. It is ourselves to bring it in again. You have to be able, decide it now, it is absolutely important, decide it now that when that happens, you will say, no, I'm safe, I'm going to go forward, I'm going to move towards something greater, something new. And now, the reason why we are not moving is because we're not familiar with the new reality that we want to have an experience on, okay? So, this vehicle will bring you to a state of great familiarity, with this new reality where you want to go. You go to, even though sometimes you cannot really grasp what you're doing, definitely, as soon as you start doing it 5 times a day, you will get there. And let me give you an example. There is one of the meditations that I teach during my yoga retreats, and there are amazing yoga retreats because we're totally free to do whatever you want to do, except for when we practice yoga and meditation, which is absolutely great. But people have to deal with their own inner symbols, and the way they react to those inner symbols will tell a lot about them, how they relate to life, how they relate to the universe. And it takes a little bit of time before they can be able to work with those symbols in an healthy way, in a way that moves them forward. But they come face to face with themselves, and that is one of the greatest things, one of the greatest gifts we have in this life, that we are able, we have the opportunity, because we have awareness, we have conscious awareness. We have the opportunities to move forward. So, as soon as we start moving forward, the old will start to fade, and we need to have enough courage to say, okay, just let it go for now. Believe me. And you will feel empty. Some people will feel empty at that point, and that is a great thing, because you have still your awareness. You're not losing yourself. You are gaining your awareness. You're gaining life from your own center. So let me tell you what are these vehicles right now. There are six. I'm going to list them to you. Now we have vehicles with form and a vehicle, only one, without form. One is with form, and another one is without form. So these are the two sides of the table. One table with form, one without form. The one with form, that have a form, that have a, you know, something that you can relate to, let's say, is our, sorry, sound, number one. Two, number two is breath. Number three is symbol. Number four is impressions. Number five is new knowledge, awareness. New knowledge and awareness. So let me repeat them for you. The five vehicles that will make you shift from where you are to where you want to go, that you can use mystically speaking, in order to trigger a change in your life, are sounds, breath, symbol, impressions, and new knowledge and awareness. The sixth method is meditation. Meditation is not, I'm not talking meditation in the sense of visualization or meditation upon something. It's that state of total rest when you're totally aware. Time does not exist anymore. You have transcended time. You are in a place where there's just pure power and awareness, and there's no form in that place. Now, why this is a great vehicle? Because when you're there, you're acting from your true power, you're acting from your absolute nature, and from there on, that is the best place where you can actually build a new reality, where you can go somewhere else, wherever you want. You have to get a form at that point. When you get to that state, you are at the starting point of something great, if you wish. And at that point, because you still retain your conscious awareness, you can get a form to what you want, get a form in your mind, create it, visualize whatever. At that point, you create, you know, through impressions. You go back to the forms. You go back to the table of the vehicles with form. If you could go into the meditative state where no form is active and then use the vehicles with form, you would have created the greatest vehicle you could possibly have in existence. Okay, so now what I want to do is to go through each one of these vehicles and explain to you how you can use them, how you can create them on your own, based on your own individual temperament and nature. So this is a great tool you can use starting from today. So let's start with the sounds. You know where you are, right? And you know where you want to go. Now, if you want to do a little self-analysis, what would be great to do is to understand what kind of sound would represent better the reality you're in. So whatever you do, whatever you feel, whatever is happening, whatever people, whoever you meet, and whatever your dreams and desires are, whatever your condition today can be related to a sound. How? Well, first of all, understand that the sound is different characteristic. Now, I want to talk about this because it's so important. Now, you have to understand, these are the feature of a sound. You might have pitch, rhythm, pace, pitch, rhythm and pace. And then you have to ask yourself if this sound is melody-based, harmonic-based, or vibratory-based. If it's melodic, harmonic, or vibratory. This is really important. Does this sound lead to a melody? Does this sound lead to a harmony? Does this sound lead to a vibration? So pitch, rhythm, pace, and then melody, harmony, and vibration. You have to understand what your reality is like. So, for example, just take one thing in your life, one thing that is happening now in your life, and understand, ask yourself, what pitch would it be, high or low, if it was a sound? Write it down. What kind of rhythm does it have? Does it have a rhythm? If it does, what kind of rhythm does it have? Then, you have to understand the pace. Low, fast, whatever it is. Okay. Slow and fast. I received an email right now in this moment. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Some people have taken pen and paper. That's great. Pitch, rhythm, pace. And now, understand if this sound that represents the reality, the particular aspect of your reality you're in, is more melody-based. Now, how do you know if it's more melody-based? If it's melody-based, it means that it has to do more with the individual. It is one person. It has to do with you. If it's harmony-based, it has to do, yes, definitely you are in it, but it has to do with more people. With communities, cooperation, organization, and your workplace maybe, whatever. It can have harmony in the background and a melody in front, okay? Doesn't matter. They can be mixed. And then vibratory bass. For example, if it's a sound like a vibration that goes like an ohm sound, that is like a thunderstorm, doesn't have melody or harmony, it has a vibration. But you can understand. You can create a symbolic sound of your own reality. It is so important because once you identify it, that sound is the life you're living. And now this is the trigger. This is the great thing. This is the great thing. I really love this work. I do it so many times, and it's so, first of all, interesting. Second, it is absolutely life-changing. You have to understand now where you want to go and try to project yourself into that reality and ask yourself, what is the pitch of that sound that would best represent that reality? High, low, in the middle, whatever. The quality of the pitch, too. Understand the quality of that pitch. Okay? Then, you go and ask yourself, what is the rhythm? Let's go through it again and write it down. What is the rhythm? Then go on and say, what is the pace? Has a slow rhythm, fast rhythm, a slow or a slow kind of mood, or more fast, you know, just whatever your mind relates to the word pace. And, you know, it doesn't have to be my way to relate to it, okay? It is important because here we want to use our own inner symbols. You don't have to use my symbols. You have to use yours, okay? Then understand if that reality is melody-based, melodic, harmonic, vibratory. Understand. They can be mixed together, but choose which one is predominant between melody, harmony, and vibration. And at that point, what you're actually doing, you're creating a sound. You understand because the awareness of your own self knows, yes, in tune with that reality, it knows. We have to be aware on how to use this awareness in a universal way, and this is where mystical yoga comes into play, and this is why I love it so much. You have to use it with awareness in order that you can trigger your new changes in your life. So understand, what is the sound like? And what you need to do once you identify that sound, you go into a state of meditation, go into a state of relaxation. And the best meditation is where nothing is there, only your great awareness, and you're definitely sitting with your spine straight and your muscles relaxed because all your spine and centers are aligned. you get into a state of full power, you can call it state, or at some point you cannot call it state, it's just being. So it is there, then you start meditating on the sound. That means repeating it mentally. It doesn't have to be repeated with your voice, it has to be repeated with all your soul, and start vibrating to that reality. Now, this sound will evoke images within you. And this is something, this is why symbols, at the beginning I put it on the second list, on the second point, then I added the breath. But anyway, this will evoke images. And if the images that it's evoking are in tune with where you want to get, then it's great. Otherwise, put the images you want to get, and eventually let that sound gently adapt the image where you want to get. You know, try to match together the image and the sound and totally get absorbed. But remember, the first important thing here is the sound. So let the sound be your vehicle, not the image, because we don't want to stay at the superficial level of the mind. And it is really important that you resonate with the vibration of the sound. And when the sound evokes images, then let them be part of that reality. Let them vibrate, because we're talking about natural ways of shifting, which is great, okay? Now, let's move forward. And I would like to talk then about symbols right away. We'll talk about breath later. Let's talk about symbols. Now, you have to know, and we've been talking about this before in a past radio show called The Power of Dreams, and you have that also on my blog. You have some of those notes on my blog, The Power of Dreams. And then we'll talk about that. Symbols are universal portals, okay, that have energy within it. That divine energy is within it. It is the language of the universe. It is the language that God speaks through creation to generate things, to make things happen. Symbols have divine energy. And you have, of course, also dream symbols. So we have universal symbols, and then there is us that speak the language of the universe through symbols. Usually through dream, we are aware of what kind of symbols are active within us, so we know how we communicate with the universe, and so we know how our reality is generated, is absolutely unfolding through this symbol. Now, the more you meditate, the more you go deep, the more you touch that source of purity, the more those symbols, the more the universal symbols become evident in your reality. At the beginning, there's a great predominance of individual symbols, and those symbols are how we relate to the universe more. But the more we get to a state of meditation, the more the relationship within us and the universe becomes pure, and the universal symbols are more present. For the symbols we're living by are more universal symbol and less individual. Nevertheless, no matter where you are, those symbols are absolutely driving your life forward, because that's how you communicate, and that's what you get. Absolutely. So decide what you want and where you want to get. Okay? And then this is how you're going to create your own symbol now, to stay in tune with what you want to get. And that is the new vehicle you're going to use. This is another practice. If you choose the sound, do the sounds, which is a great method, believe me. And start listening to the sound within yourself. Otherwise, if you choose the symbol, then use the symbol, and that's it. Unless one evokes the other in the practice, but always the vehicle is always one, okay? So now to decide, to understand how to create your own symbol, decide where you want to go, and then reduce it to one word. Reduce where you want to go to one word only. It is so important, you don't want to have mixed stuff. Reduce it to one word. For example, it could just be prosperity, or love, or abundance, or whatever, success, whatever, or enlightenment, hopefully. You want to, hopefully somebody will choose that. I know most people don't want it, really. But yes, you start cooperating with the universe before you will get more aware. Believe me, once you start knowing that you can live your dream, and you will see the dream has repercussions on whatever kind of life you choose. Be careful on what you choose anyway. Always choose something that is greatest for the greatest good for you, because then it will have repercussions. Then you will see that you will start living your dream, and then you will start giving it up because you want another dream. You will start living bigger dreams until some point you will live God's dream. But anyway, reduce where you want to go to one word only, and then choose a symbol for that one word. Understand a symbol that could summarize the meaning of that word. Create it, make a research, make it powerful, don't over-intellectualize it. Some of the symbols are widely known. For example, there is the cornucopia for prosperity and abundance, right? That is, if it resonates with you, that's fantastic, that's well known. Or it can be something else. Love. What is the symbol of love? Doesn't matter. You are responding to that symbol, and that is what matters. If you're not responding to that symbol, no matter how many people use it, don't use it. Because you need to raise, you need to choose something powerful. So let me recap. Decide what you want. Decide what you want to get. Reduce it to one word. Choose a symbol for that one word. And then, do you have already that symbol within you already? Are you still using that symbol within yourself? Do you have it in the back of your mind? That is a personal symbol that you can use. Or you can make a search of universal symbols and choose the one that best resonates with you, the best attracts your attention. Or, this is it, you could start trying to create a new symbol that I call composite symbol. This is a powerful symbol. It means, if you are aware of a universal symbol that really attracts your attention, let's say a universal, you want to go to prosperity, you choose a prosperous symbol, okay? Prosperous symbol. And then you have in the back of your mind another symbol of prosperity that resonates with you. What you can do is to bring them together into a meditative state, go into meditation, visualize your symbol on the left, your personal symbol on the left, and visualize then the right, on the right side of the mind, the universal symbol. On the left, you have your own personal symbol. On the right, you have your own universal symbol, symbol of your own choice. And what you do is to gently bring them together slowly into a center, into the center right in front of your mind's eye, which is located on the point between the eyebrows and the forehead, and see how these two interact and merge together. See what comes up. If something harmonious comes up, then you can use that symbol to meditate in meditation and to use as a trigger to get where you want to get. And that is the composite symbol, which is a merging together of your universal symbol and your personal symbol. Then you have to meditate and resonate with that. If what comes up is not really harmonious, what you want to do then is to choose a symbol of your choice. Choose just one symbol and meditate on that. And maybe the practice will evolve. Now, if this symbol brings other thoughts, impressions of the mind, whatever, just let them be. If they are in tune with where you want to get, let them there. Let them live there. Otherwise, what you can do is to remember that the vehicle you've chosen is the symbol vehicle. Before you stay stick to that, just bring your mind gently back to the symbol. So this is the second method. We have already explored the sound method, the vehicle, and then the symbol, how you can create your own. And this is so great because you're going to start to change your life today. You know, do it 5 times a day for a month and see whatever happens within you. Remember, in yoga we say that the internal reality is what causes the external reality to happen at all times. Therefore, you want to create a resonance internally with where you want to get and get there. Let me remind you, if you just tune in, this is Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy, and I'm so happy and glad you're communicating with me now through this radio show. You're here. Thank you for your emails. Remember, if you want to have a session with me, if you want to call me, is 888-815-9756 for all listeners worldwide. Or you can go to thelifecatalyst.com/forward blog and just read all the posts that I've put in my blog, which are great tips for living, great mystical yogic tips for living, and absolutely, I'm pretty sure you cannot find these things almost anywhere else. So just go there and have a look at that. And remember to sign up for the newsletter, which is the Life-Changing Power newsletter, which is not really a newsletter. They are mystical lessons for life change. And it is called Life-Changing Power because it is what it is. Life-Changing Power. Just go to the homepage of BBS Radio and go down, so it's bbsradio.com, and just scroll down until you see the box Life-Changing Power, Mystical Lessons, and Free Report from the host of Awareness of the Soul, Vincent Cindy. Click there and sign up. I've opened also a new shop, and you can go and have a look at that. It's Life Wealth Shop, lifewealthshop.com. Go there and see whatever it is that is of your interest, whatever I can do to help you. I would be happy to do it. And if it is about coaching, if it is about readings, and you have other ideas on how I could help you that are there, just connect with me and we'll find out how we can. Okay, thank you. Now, let's move on now to the third vehicle that you can use to generate a change in your life. And this vehicle is the impressions. These impressions are of two types. One are the impressions of the mind. Two are the impressions of consciousness. Now, in yoga, we have the impressions of the mind, and we have a name for that. It's samskaras. Samskaras are impressions of the mind that are recorded within your soul, and that they are there, and they absolutely lead your life towards certain results, towards doing certain things, towards having certain experience. They are there in the mind. They are blueprints of the mind. Another one is the impression of consciousness, and that is something that you can't explain. That is a feeling state, not an emotional state. It's a feeling state. It's getting in tune with a feeling that is divine, that is godly. That is an impression of consciousness because of consciousness. When we get in tune with that feeling state, that creates an impression on our soul. That feeling state is at the source or where we want to get. In other words, right after nothingness, let's say the divine vibration starts vibrating to create that certain reality that is ideal for us, we get in tune with that reality through that absolute feeling state that is at the beginning. So we have two kinds of impressions. One is the impressions of the mind, and one is the impressions of consciousness. Now, to get in tune with the impressions of consciousness, you need to be able to transcend a little bit the mind, to go beyond past and present, stay in the presence of your own true self through certain meditation practices. You might have yours, and if they work, they will get you there. And then you have the impressions of the mind. These impressions of the mind, they are real prisons. But if you bring... Sometimes they are prisons when they actually absolutely limit you, that you cannot move forward. And that's the only reason why you don't move forward. Otherwise, if you could have different impressions of the mind, they would generate enough power for you to move forward. That's why it is absolutely important, this thing. This vehicle of the impression of the mind is connected to the next one, which is new knowledge, having new knowledge. If you would have new knowledge, you would have the ability, if you practice it consistently, to create new impressions, okay? Now, what you need to do here, this practice is a little more subtle. Choose something that represents where you want to go, as usual, and you have to consciously connect with new impressions of the mind and of consciousness. How do you do that? There is a technique that my spiritual teacher used to teach, and my spiritual teacher is a great teacher. I advise you also to go and visit the website of the organization, which is yogakriya.org. And yoga is spelled, as you know, is Y-O-G-A, and Kriya is spelled K-R-I-Y-A, yogakriya.org. And have a look there at the shop, and have a look especially at the seminars that he did and that he recorded and now are sold with a binder and CDs, and they are the most beautiful and enlightening courses you might have. I'm not saying, maybe I'm exaggerating, I don't know, but anyway, they're absolutely amazing. They would definitely give you new awareness of your life. So just go there and have a look. And he used to teach this technique, and he uses to teach this thing, still he teaches it. And it's called the object of beauty. It consists, it is important. This technique is important because it will move you beyond the form, will help you to get to that feeling state. It consists in bringing an object of beauty into your mind, something you consider beautiful, which can be a rose or something that doesn't have emotional implications, but and it can be anything, really, something that evokes in yourself beauty. You get in tune with that, you relax, you visualize it at the mind's eye, you start touching it, visual, mentally. You have to use your psychic senses, mentally touch it, see it, smell it, taste it, hear it, everything. Just get involved with the senses. And at some point, let the feeling of these mental psychic senses come gently up as the image of the symbol fades away. If at some point, try to move away the image of the symbol all at once, all of a sudden, and remain only in the feeling state, only in that energy behind. That is the impression, that is the conscious feeling of the impression beyond the form. You're holding the essence of beauty of that object that will bring you to a feeling state of impression of consciousness. Now, the impression of the mind is in relation to the senses. The impression of consciousness is in relation to that feeling state. If you can do the practice of the object of beauty for a month, or even less, this one even a little bit less, and then once you're ready with this, once you're able to move beyond the object of beauty, then you can bring something in your mind that represents where you want to go and use exactly the same technique to go beyond its form and get in tune with the feeling state of that situation, of that form. You get in tune with the with the impressions of the mind, which are in relation to the senses, when you mentally and psychically touch it, feel it, taste it, etc. And then you take the form away, and you stay in tune with that feeling state that remains, and that is the impression of the consciousness, the holding of it, the essence of where you want to go. And this is the impression vehicle. Please remember, this is advanced stuff. We are talking here about mystical secrets and mystical practices that you want to do seriously. And of course, you can always write me and have support. Listen to this radio show more times. I will probably make these archives available also on my own, so later on a later date. But write down these notes. Try to understand the subtlety of this practice. Now, the object of beauty technique is explained also, I think, in my course, Soulmate Connection. And you can have it there. You can use it for tuning in to the beautiful side of yourself. Once you're able to do that, then you can transfer this practice to where you want to get and to understand what's behind. Okay, let's move on. The other vehicle is obviously new knowledge. New knowledge. Simply, sometimes people cannot do better because they don't know any better. So what you want to do is to bring new knowledge and the awareness of what's possible into your life. Because new knowledge brings you beyond the confinement of the environment of your own mind at first. When you become aware of new possibilities, once you get the chance to move beyond them, And how do you get new knowledge? You get new knowledge through books, through teaching, through this radio show. You get to other people who are able and resonate with you. They give you something that you can use. You know, they give you new ideas. You're getting new knowledge. You are re-educating yourself. And that obviously is a very practical way of using a vehicle to move you into something different. Then once you're aware of something, you start bringing action into your world. Remember, metaphysical things do not exclude physical reality. Metaphysical means beyond the physical, but that doesn't mean that you will exclude the physical. Physical and what is beyond the physical come together as one reality. Now, having new knowledge, it is also important because when we ask ourselves, do we really have free will in this life to go towards certain points, to a certain direction? I discussed this topic on my blog, and it's called Free Will and Life-Changing Power, Life Catalyst Blog. The lifecatalyst.com/forward blog, there's this post, Free Will and Life-Changing Power. Just go there and read it. Now, when you are, having free will depends on two things. One, on the environment you are born. Okay? If you're born in an environment that is really confining, your free will is limited only by that environment. Otherwise, in other words, if you're stuck or locked into a room, you cannot jump off down, you know, you cannot take an helicopter and fly high even if you wanted to. Right? Because your free will there is confined by the environment. Then another way that is in relation to the free will, so two things are in relation to the free will. One is your environment, the other one is your awareness. If you become aware of a way out, then you have the free will to say, do I want to stay here or do I want to go out? But if you're not aware, then you cannot have free will in that situation. You don't have it. You simply don't have it. So for some people, it's different. Some people have more free will than others, because they are more aware, they have more wisdom, they know more about life. And life, I'm not saying about life in the practical way, about life with the L, with the capital L. Become aware of new possibilities, acquire new knowledge is absolutely important so that you can navigate through life better. Acquire knowledge on the physical level, on the mental level, on the spiritual level, so that you can move forward. Awareness. Bring new awareness. Read inspiring books written by enlightened people. Don't just read people who chat or have ideas. Because you want to get to the truth of things. Okay? And now let's move on to our next vehicle, which is the breath. The breath is an important vehicle. First of all, it's the vehicle of life, physical life within ourselves. Then breath is in relation to consciousness. If you breathe quickly and fast, you live less. If you breathe in a slower manner and in a more centered way, you live much longer. This is scientifically proved now. First of all, the breath has a mystical power too. If the breath, as you breathe in, and then you breathe out, you're living in the world of duality, as long as you breathe in and out. You breathe in and you affirm one side of the reality, and you breathe out, you affirm the other side. And we have duality within ourselves. We have a female and a male side. And female, male are present in this world, like day and night, like good and bad, quote-unquote, sadness and joy, okay? These are all opposites of the same scale, and they are really aligned within ourselves as we breathe. As we breathe in, we affirm one side. As we breathe out, we affirm the other side. Through meditation, we come to a point where the breath stops naturally, not because you're dying, but because you are in tune with what is at the source of duality, which is beyond duality. Your consciousness shifts. Therefore, through certain practices, through certain pranayamas in yoga, practicing pranayama, at some point the breath slows down. Through the Ong Soh technique that I always taught here on this radio, the breath slows down to a point where the inhalation and the exhalation become really short, and the pauses between the breath become really long. At that point, you can start something new. At that point, you can put the seed of something new into your life. The mystics said the best moment to start a change, to start a new reality, to start changing your life, is at the pauses between the breath. And I explain this practice always in the Soulmate Connection course as well. Then, what you need to do is you slow down your breath. You can choose a pranayama technique, and then you can also practice Ong Soh. If you want your breath to be your vehicle, okay? Then bring, once the breath is really slow and the pauses between the breath seem to be really long, and you see there's no much difference in vibration within you between the in-breath and the out-breath, then at that point, you bring the reality that you need to attune to into your mind. And when that is powerfully there, and one trick to make it more powerful is to touch with the tip of the tongue the roof of your palate or the uvula. Touch it if you can and see how much light comes into that image that you have in your mind, and then start breathing powerfully. Breathe in powerfully to bring it in and breathe out powerfully. Completely. As you breathe out, you imagine that you bring all this image and you store it at the base of the spine, As you breathe in, you bring it up to the point between the eyebrows, that is the center of power, and you breathe out, you store it again to the earth center. You keep on doing this for quite a long time until you finish to the point between the eyebrows with the in-breath. You finish there. You hold it there, and then as you breathe out, you feel from the point between the eyebrows, you expand that reality within your body, outside your body, into your soul, into your subtle soul, into your super subtle soul, into the consciousness of God. Let the breath bring you there. This is another one. Imagine, so this is the first technique you can use for your breath. Another one is to imagine and feeling the breath as the vehicle itself. As you breathe in, you get closer to that reality that you want to see coming into your life. And as you breathe out, you come back to your own center. That reality comes back to you. You breathe in, grow closer. Breathe out, come back to the center, letting that reality come close to you. And use this practice for quite a long time. So this can be your vehicle. Now, the sixth vehicle, the meditation without form, and after this we have to close the show, is meditation as absorption in God or in one of these aspects. I'm not going to go through these aspects of God. They can be found in my book, The Golden Jewel, and you can definitely have it. But when you are absorbed, you are in tune with some of the forces that are at play in creation. God has these eight aspects. And just let me tell you what these aspects are, because they are, I'm not going to go through them and explain them in detail, but these aspects are eight, and they are peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, power, love, and wisdom. And these are actually experiences that you can have during meditation. Now, meditation in this moment, it can be the Hong Soh technique, it can be another meditation, it can be any technique you want, you're already practicing, it can be even prayer, but after prayer you need just to relax, stay in silence, and get to the moment of rest. It brings you to the neutral station where all directions are possible. You can go in all directions. You can choose wherever you want to go. And in that moment, then you can choose one of the other vehicles, either be sound, symbols, impressions, new knowledge or awareness or breath, and move into a gentle new reality. For example, if you can go into the state of meditation and then after that bring new knowledge into yourself, even by reading something, it will be much more powerful. or you can just generate impressions we talked before. Another technique to get there very easily is to just relax the body and mind without looking for anything, without trying to describe anything, just being present into your awareness. The part of you that knows that we are talking right now, not the part of you that interacts with the computer or with the pen that is writing down something, the part of you that knows that we are talking. That is the awareness. Close your eyes. Rest your body and mind completely without trying to describe anything, without trying to look anything at anything. And if you like this approach, I highly advise you to go to a place on the internet where you can download things for free, and it's called greatfreedom.org. Just go there and download the talk from Candice O'Denver. This meditation will bring you beyond time. At this point, when you become aware that this is happening, take the risk to abandon, remember, what limits you. Let it go. Do not hold to the old reality. Just make it fun. Make it beautiful. Take the risk to have a much better and more aware life. And thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul, which will return next week on this radio. Sign up for the newsletter, a life-changing power newsletter, by going on the home page and scrolling down at bbsradio.com. Thank you for listening, everyone. I really appreciate your emails and your feedback, and I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Goodbye.